Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning to all of our audience. Sister Danielle, thank you so much for kicking off our program every single day without fail. And thank you so much for opening the lines for prayer requests yesterday. And we are always here for you, our audience, including Sister Danielle, our host. And we're just here to make sure that Grace Nurture is a part of your daily life and to help you keep your spiritual house in order. Thank you so much for all of our ministers who contribute to the call, Brother Roger Jones, Brother Patrick Medlock, Brother Willie Bradshaw, and also a lovely brother on Thursday, who is also a very inspirational speaker and has a book out there. And I am, it's early this morning, so I'm drawing a blank there. But thank you so much for all of you guys joining. I am going to, and that's Brother Ben Griffin. Thank you so much. I'm going to pick up where we left off last Friday. And we were talking about how to develop and keep spiritual discipline. These are daily habits of devotion. And if you think about it, we have to build a fortress around our spiritual life, and that makes us more apt to handle the challenges ahead that lie ahead for each of us in our life, and it also helps us to be able to bat down what the devil throws at us because we know that he is always working, so we have to be 10 steps ahead of him. Let's pick up with the fifth spiritual discipline, which is Bible memorization. In 1 Timothy 4:7-8, it says, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come." So how do you memorize things? I know for me, I'm a visual learner. I like to put a thought, an image or something with something I'm trying to remember, memorize. You could also think of a song, use a mnemonic. So if you were to spell out the word God, a mnemonic would be give, obey, and discipline. That would stand for the G-O-D. Think of ways to memorize some of these great passages that are going to help you along your journey. Number four is bring things down into small chunks. So just break things down a little bit. Don't make it so overwhelming where you're trying to remember everything. Start small. Break it down into small chunks. You can write verses on index cards and look at them throughout the day. Is there a verse that you want to memorize today, something that you want to hold tight and something that you want to keep with you? You can subscribe to daily Bible verses and memorize that particular verse for that day. So here are some ways. These are some ways to build your Bible memorization. Number six is prayer. Prayer is like a windshield wiper. If you think about it and you believe prayer changes things, when you turn that windshield wiper on, it kind of wipes things away for a little bit. It clears your view, clears your source of reference, your field of vision of where you're looking. You can see more clearly after you use your windshield wiper. Matthew 6:5-8, we won't read all of those passages, but when we look at verse 6 there, it says, "But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast the door shut, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." So it's good to go to the Father with a personal prayer and in your quiet space, a space where you can really concentrate and think about what you'd like to say to our Heavenly Father. In addition, you can pray throughout the day. Nothing says you have to go to a private place. Sometimes I pray with my eyes open. I'm thinking about something and I'll say a quick prayer. I may bat my eyes, but I may not be in a situation where I can close my eyes long. I might be driving down the road. I could be in an office somewhere. So prayer can happen anywhere at any time. And just remember, at the end of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, verse 8 tells us, "But not ye therefore like unto them, For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. So our Father knows what we need before we even formulate the thought in a prayer to ask him for what we need and to thank him for what he's given us. Number 7, use meditation. You can practice meditation openly. And meditation is allowing those positive things to come into your life, just closing your eyes for a minute. We talked about praying in secret in the previous statement. And, you know, you can use meditation to just practice bringing positive things in your life, bringing positive thoughts in your life to overcome some negativity that might come into your life. It's a way of retraining your brain to think positively instead of letting negative things take over. Philippians 4:8 tells us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So think on positive things. Practice meditation. When we look at number 8 in our spiritual discipline, again, daily habits of devotion, I have forgiveness as number 8. And this is one that we continuously have to work on. Matthew 6:14-15 says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Forgiveness is one of the ultimate signs of humility. It means letting things go and moving past those things, because some things hit us in life, and if we don't forgive people or release it from us back into the atmosphere, then we hold that like an anchor around our soul, and these things build up to drag us down. So if you think of the spiritual disciplines, this is really your fortress that you're building around your soul, around your life. The spiritual disciplines are going to help you become a better person, more spiritual, more like Jesus. And these are some things that will help you face your head no matter what challenges come your way. Lastly, number 9 is fasting. Matthew 6:16-18 says, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And we know that the Father in secret will reward us openly. Fasting is a sign of discipline, is a sign of patience, a sign of, I know that this fast is not going to last forever. The fast puts us in a state of thinking about other people, thinking about Jesus and the suffering he had, thinking about long suffering and getting through a situation to the other side. It gives us a better sense of what we have, what we need, but it makes you really think deeply about other people. And we're going to conclude there today at the 13-minute hour, or 13 minutes after 7. So today is January 5th, 2024. We're talking about some spiritual disciplines that you can practice in your life. Daily habits of devotion is going to help you build your spiritual life, so you can be strong this year. You can face down any challenge the devil throws at you. We'll pick up on number 10 next week. And with that, I'll ask you to bow with me in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for allowing me to have this call today, to allow our audience to take in the spiritual disciplines and also myself, Lord. Lord, we're always trying to be the best Christians we can be, and we need guidance sometimes. We need help just to go through life and navigate our experiences, navigate the responsibilities that we have, and some we didn't anticipate, some maybe we did. and some we created. But Lord, whether we're a caregiver like Sister Pam that's providing awesome love and care for Kennedy, whether we're Brother McFall that owns a business, Sister Danielle's husband, as a trucker that's traveling our highways and byways, Lord, we serve in so many ways, and no matter what our role, we have to have a strong spiritual discipline to get through it. Lord, let us continue to grow as Christians. Let us continue to plug into this call at Grace Nurture. Let Grace Nurture nurture you. That word is actually in our title. So let it nurture you. Let it cleanse your soul and build your soul to something that's awesome. Something the devil said, not that one today, not that one today, because there's something special about that person. And if we have the Lord in us, he will turn and run the other way. Thank you so much for listening. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.